Ryan Duvall, Jerry Bentley, welcome.
Little.
Thank you for having us.
Now that the First Harvester Homecoming is on the near horizon, Ryan, ironically, this idea came to you, a non-native, non-harvester kid, because your very first vehicle was an old 1974 Scout. So fast forward to present, what did you see this celebration bringing to the community? What's it all about?
Well, I've lived here 20 years, and I was surprised over the years why there wasn't anything to recognize that facility in the history. History is a big thing, and it's always that era. The Scouts started in 1961. It's those years and the years before it that I knew there was something that would resonate with this. I talked about the fact that I thought we should do more, and that got people talking, and here we are with one of the premier truck shows in the country, I think, this year.
Good for you. Now, was it difficult to drum up interest in such a project once you conceived of it?
I knew the project might resonate with a lot of people, and I was a little surprised at how many it did. I knew that the roots of the company were still very deep. I'm still a little surprised at how deep. You can't hardly find someone that didn't know someone that worked there. And so, although I'm surprised at what this has become from the little idea to have a truck show, it makes sense to me in a way.
And speaking of people who work there, Jerry, you did live a full life as part of the Harvester employee family for just about 40 years. So what was that like?
It was pretty amazing. I never expected to be one of the last people in the building when it closed, but it's been very rewarding.
And what did it make you feel like to be doing really quality work like that?
This was one of the biggest things about International Harvester. The trucks were the best, the top quality, and it pretty much resonated through the entire family.
And these are decades of progress and change and job security for the whole country, and certainly for Indiana and Fort Wayne. There were a host of Fort Wayne companies offering such opportunities and receiving such loyalty. What would you say made International Harvester special?
Well, the first thing was they paid well. They were probably the highest paying company in Fort Wayne that created issues for other companies, but that and the family. International Harvester was a very family-oriented. A lot of family members worked there. Not only that, just the entire relationship. Basically, we're families.
And there was a sense of family pride as well as the business pride then?
Yes, yes. You always wanted to do your best because you knew it was, number one, a quality vehicle, and you wanted to do quality work.
What surprised me about this is that all the former employees I've talked to, and at first people are saying, oh, people may not want to remember this. It was a bad memory. But, you know, guys like Jerry and the people he worked with that generation, they still love that brand. Even if they were laid off in 1980 or 83, they love that brand and they are loyal to it still.
That's interesting, too, because you loved it while you were building them and you drove them while you were building
yes.
them. And that's solidarity. So let's talk about the trucks that were coming off of that assembly line.
Starting in 1923 up through 83, the trucks were primarily heavy duty. Fort Wayne was a heavy duty truck capital of the world. The CO 4000 to 4070s were the major truck that was manufactured in Fort Wayne.
And so very well known, and Fort Wayne was well known for manufacturing it.
Yes.
Now, Ryan, you are a Scout devotee. Fair and square, is that safe to say?
Yeah, very fair to say, yes. Jerry also has one, so he's...
Well, I would hope so, too,
yes.
Because he's part of the family.
Yeah.
What have you gleaned about the vehicle, especially in its post-production popularity?
I've learned so much about the innovation of that truck. I knew it was kind of the precursor to what you see all over the road today in the SUV, but the different variations, the different models, the specialty paint schemes, some of the things they did with them in testing, some of the things they did with them in racing, I've really learned a lot about some of the specialness of that vehicle and how many people still love it. It's very hot right now, actually, which is very fortunate for us.
We came a long way since those tractors and farm equipment, right?
Yeah, we sure did.
The Scout was actually conceived to replace the horse, but they found out that, you know, early 60s, families were starting to buy their first, second vehicles, unless you were on a farm, and the wives liked them because you could put a lot of stuff in them, put a lot of kids in them, and next thing you know, hey, wait, this is an SUV now.
Then as now. That's
yep.
Very, very interesting marketing as well as engineering strategy. And the old International Harvester facility itself, it's still there. You are actually readying that space for this homecoming. So what can your guests expect at this celebration?
Well, the celebration is going to be in the Scout Park Conference Center, which is right in front of the old Scout plant. It's still being used today. There's five companies at least working in it. on the southeast corner of the Scout plant is door number 11. That will be open that day. That was the end of the line for the Scouts, literally. And people will be able to back their truck into it and take a picture and stuff like that. And they're going to see pieces from 8 museums from around this area in the Midwest, including trucks. A gentleman by the name of Jim Allen, who wrote the Encyclopedia Scout, has worked to collect possibly the most impressive collections of Scouts anyone has seen, including some that people have never seen. I'm proud to say that the very first International Scout that went down the assembly line will be there, what's left of it. Phil Coonrod owns it, he's going to bring it to the show, and he's going to start a local restoration of that truck.
All wildly exciting, yeah. And Jerry, what's it feel like just being around these vehicles?
This has been fun, and I'm really looking forward to the event just to see the caliber of the vehicles that will be here, the number of the different variations, and the fact that we have access to the test track, being able to take trucks around this track. It's going to be just fantastic.
It sounds like there's something for everyone. Now, are we hoping for a lot of, certainly, Fort Wayne residents, but former employees and families?
International Harvester reached out. We used small companies, not only in Fort Wayne, but in the surrounding communities, into Ohio. One way or another, we touched a very, very large amount of people. And we're hoping that this will reach to those communities and bring those people in.
And good luck on that. I bet you will not be disappointed. Now, besides awareness and nostalgia and reuniting with the family, what do you aim to add to the International Harvester legacy with this event going forward, Ryan?
I just hope to restore that legacy more than anything. We're approved to be a nonprofit, and we're working towards possibly a museum. But it's also about education. One of the first things I want to do is give back books to local schools so that the little kids in elementary, when they do their Indiana history project, they can read a book about what happened right here. Anyone younger than me or my age, a lot of them don't know what happened here and what they did and how much innovation there was here. The main goal is to do that, and if we can find a place and the right fit for a museum and the vehicles and the relationships we need, that would be fantastic. We want to just help raise the awareness.
Going back to the family aspect, we're hoping to draw together thousands of employees who will be able to talk to each other, reminisce, find out how the families have been, find out what's going on in their lives. This is a big part of what we're trying to do.
Oh, indeed. And the timing is very, very meaningful because there's no time like the present to gather these people and then continue. And it's a big, loving family. And yes, you want to reunite.
It's a homecoming, a Harvester homecoming.
That's right on.
It's a perfect name for it.
How do you convey this whole concept to the 21st century generation, to your kids, your grandkids, everybody out there? They're going to love this. I hope they do. Pop culture makes us crave the stories, the connections. Are they going to get it?
I think so. My grandkids just love riding in my Scout. They want me to pick them up at school. They want their friends to see it. And I think that when we have this event and people see more Scouts, more pickup trucks, probably won't see the heavy-duty trucks on the road, but you're going to see the Scouts all over town. This was a fact of life. When you worked at International Harvester, that IH emblem, that red and black IH, was predominant on trucks and families throughout the company. When you traveled, you were looking for IH trucks. You were looking for that logo, and that was just one of those things that happened. And this is going to draw interest. People are going to wonder what it is because it's not a current SUV that they're aware of. So I think this will involve some of those younger kids, especially those driving, and, well, trucks are big, you know,
it's
anymore.
Mm-hmm. I hope all of that for you and more, to be sure.
And you don't have to be a devotee of International Harvester at all to get something out of the show. You're going to see quality pieces of machinery, a lot of local history. You don't have to be an IH person. Everyone can come. We want any truck with an IH on it. We want any person that wants to be there, and it's free to the public. Parking's free. We're going to ask you to put a little money in the nonprofit till, and we're going to have bus tours of the grounds with guys like Jerry on the bus to tell you what happened in this building, what happened to that building. That bus will drop you off the track so you can watch those amazing, beautiful trucks go around the track, and it should be a great day.
And bottom line, you guys, and above all, what do you hope everyone is going to learn from this about their community as well as themselves and take with them as they continue in the 21st century?
I'm going to go back to family, not only the International Harvester family, but the way that there is a family in the community. They not only built trucks, but they built families.
And the only thing I hope for is that part of my legacy can be helping preserve the legacy of his family, as he calls it.
Journal Gazette columnist Ryan Duvall is founder of the Harvester Homecoming Festival, and Jerry Bentley on that board, as well as a former International Harvester employee of 40 years. Ryan, Jerry, thank you so much for sharing this story with us today. Continued success in this project, and carry it on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. It's been a pleasure to meet with you, and it's been an honor to do this.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.